Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to nail polish and doing wudu. Now, women today and in current times, obviously, most of them put on nail polish. And in the presence of nail polish, the obvious question which stares a Muslim woman in the eye is that what exactly should be the procedure in doing wudu once she has put on the nail polish? Is wudu valid with that nail polish or not? Or is something, some other way should be adopted? Now, first of all, it needs to be understood that nail polish and similar things which are applied to the nails, this is something which has arisen in recent times. So therefore, we do not have any guidance available, an explicit guidance available on this issue from the times of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because this is an issue which has arisen in current times. So precisely for this reason, we find that the scholars of our ummah are divided into three broad categories in this matter. One of them says that if a lady has put on nail polish, then her wazu is not valid, because wazu means that water has to reach each and every part of the limb which needs to be washed in wuzu. So therefore, since nail polish covers that part, it covers the nails, so therefore that would mean that water has not reached the nails, and hence wuzu is not valid. The second opinion in this regard is that once a lady puts on a nail polish, then that becomes part of her body. So therefore, it's absolutely okay that if she does wuzu, then it shall be counted as valid, because it has become part of that limb. And the third opinion in this regard is that putting nail polish on nails should be regarded analogous to wiping on socks or masa alal khuffain. And just as in during wuzu, when we put on socks, when we do wuzu and then put on socks, then it is no longer required to wash the feet again. And it's enough if we do masa, or we just wipe the socks. So analogously, this issue is regarded to be equivalent to that. And if we put on nail polish before doing wuzu, so if a lady does wuzu and then puts on nail polish, then subsequently she does not need to take off her nail polish, just as she's not a person is not needed to take off his or her socks in the case of wiping of socks, as described. So it is analogous to that. And once she does wuzu and she puts on her nail polish, then subsequently she can do wuzu again on the nail polish, and that would be counted as valid. If I express my personal opinion, that I'm inclined more to this third option, and I would say that is in line with the spirit that Islam wants us to follow. It also is in accordance to the spirit of ease that our religion wants to provide us, and it is also based on sound reasoning, because of course we are regarding it to be an analogy to an existing issue, to an issue which already was there in the times of the Prophet Muhammad. So it is a very, very safe deduction to be made. So I would recommend that this third option is the most viable of the options. However, people are free to undertake any of these three options. Aqulu qawli haza wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisair al-muslimina wal-muslimat.